Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, let's get started. Welcome in, Thunder and Lightning Live postgame here on Super Talk Mississippi YouTube Live. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis. I'm not going to lie to you. I have my Paul Davis read written down on a sheet of on a document that's on my laptop, which is at home. But there's one thing I know about Paul Davis. When you have a disaster, when you have something go wrong that you can't fix at home, Paul Davis is going to be there for you. Paul Davis, Golden Triangle, they do a lot more than just rebuild. They help you restart your life. You can start again with Paul Davis. It's not just about getting you back to where you were. It's about taking you to a better place than you were before. So if disaster strikes, if you have fire, flood damage, anything of that kind of nature, you need to give our friends at Paul Davis a call, and they will get you taken care of. The phone number is 662-769-7285 for any emergency services in the Golden Triangle. But hey, if you, just because you're in the, outside the Golden Triangle, that's not a problem. Let's say you've got a disaster in, I don't know, we're somewhere in North Mississippi. Let's say you got a disaster in Oxford and you need some help. Paul Davis can help you. So maybe give them a call and they'll take care of you. Paul Davis, they sponsor us here on the postgame show. Sometimes in this life, you just do the best you can. You just do the best that you can. Today, Mississippi State football did the best that it could, and it wasn't good enough to win. It wasn't good enough to really be close, but it was good enough to make you look at them and go, that was about the best you could have hoped for Mississippi State today. And Michael Pete right there, would have been nice to have that effort all year. You're right. If the team that showed up today had showed up against Arizona State, had showed up against Toledo, and maybe even showed up against Florida, the season is completely different. It's completely different. But that being said, I was impressed enough with Mississippi State. 35-13, you know, you look at that just on paper and you think, okay, that's not a great day out at the office. But there were some things in this game that I liked. I thought Van Buren, I mean, 12 of 23, it says there's no drops. I know that's not right. There are a couple drops in there for sure. State was able to run the ball effectively again. They averaged 5 yards per carry. Sorry, 3 yards per carry, but there's negative 14 yards. I mean, they ran 50 runs for 150 yards. They moved the ball okay. Johnny Daniels, 5 yards a carry. Booth, only 3 yards per carry, but not bad. Chris Parson came in and gave State a little bit of a running threat there, 4 for 20. I like what I saw from Van Buren. I mean, the guy goes into the end zone with State losing and drops the horns down. He's got confidence. He's got a little moxie. I liked it. I thought defensively, I mean, I know, look, State gives up 522 yards, 35 points. Not a great day out at the office by any stretch of the imagination. But they forced a couple of turnovers. They made a couple of stops. They did enough to keep State in the game for most of it. State just couldn't get things going offensively. And I'm not blaming the offense for a loss here by any stretch of the imagination, but they just didn't have enough horses to get the job done. And that's okay. That's okay with this particular game. You know, again, I think we can all look at it from 1,000 feet up and say that was about the best State could have played. Sam Sharma, should we have started Van Buren from the get-go? No. I think Shapen has a similar game today if he's out there. Shapen was not State's problem the first 4 games of the season by any stretch. That's not a question. Still serious problems with the offensive line from Jeffrey Chancellor. Pounders killed a key drive by himself. Time to have more design runs for MVB. I do think you might want to do that. The problem is, Jeffrey, that you got to be careful with your quarterbacks at this point. You can't go down another one. But that said, Mac Pounders, it's just not good for him. He's not playing very well. He's just not playing very well. So we'll see. Eugene Caleb says Chris throws better and further than MVB. How do you know that? I thought Van Buren threw the ball well today. You know, I thought there were a couple of good balls. I thought he was really good. Rob Hadaway from the streets of Austin. He's still on the road, y'all. Albert Reese, not any better. Albert Reese had a tough – the tackles had a tough day. You know, they were the ones who got the pressure on Mississippi State. 5 sacks in the game for Texas in this one. Is that correct? Yeah, Van Buren sacked 5 times in this game. So that was tough. That's a tough – but, yeah, this was a really, really good performance considering. I mean, let's think about where we all were 24 hours ago. I think if you had said that you were going to go into halftime down 14-6, and then it, going into the fourth quarter, you would only be down two scores, I think we all would have been like, wow, that would have been something to build on. And then that's what we have to look at in terms of this particular team in this particular game, is there were things you can build on. Van Buren is a piece you can build around. Johnny Daniels is a guy you can build around. You know what you got with Kevin Coleman? Mario Craver, only one catch for 46 yards, but he also had a nice run that was taken back by penalty. We mentioned that just a second ago with Mac Pounders. Defensively, they looked like they had a couple of moments here and there. There's just some things to build around. What I would say after watching this game today is that this Mississippi State team, if they play this way, they can win some more games. You watch Texas A&M and Arkansas today, neither one of them very impressive. State could get both of those games at home. If they play the way they play today, they could maybe win one of those games. They can certainly beat UMass playing the way they played today. Missouri has not been overly impressive this year. If State plays the way they played today, they can win that game. The Egg Bowl, well, it certainly seems more winnable today. I wouldn't go so far as to say State's going to win it, but I will tell you that you feel better about State chances today than you did 24 hours ago. I liked what I saw from that. J-Mac, Daniels, RB1. Got to agree with that. Daniels is the alpha dog in that backfield now. Daniels, Booth is the second guy. And then I would have liked to have seen Xavier Gayton get a carry or two. But this kind of is what it is there. Skill positions are really good from Dan Glenn. We just got to have better line play. The O-line just is what it is at this point. I would be getting the younger guys some more reps, but that's just what it is. Steven Sprawberry, same thing. Just missing better players on the offensive and defensive line. Any update on Isaac Smith? I mean, no, you're not going to get one. It's bye week this week. We'll see what happens next week. You know, there won't be – the State doesn't play this week, so there won't be an injury report. So simple as that. Receivers have to catch the deep balls from Peyton Rawls. I mean, yeah, there were a couple of drops there. You know, the one to Mosley stands out right there a lot. Eating the clock and keeping drives alive. I want to point that out. I think that's really something. You know, one thing I somebody tweeted this at me. We talk about all the time, coaches would rather win their way or lose their way than win somebody else's way. I thought Jeff Lebby did a great job of getting away from what he normally does today. Normally he would want to run pedal to the metal the whole time. I thought he did a really good job of running the play clock, keeping the possessions limited for Texas. And I thought he coached a really good game today. And I thought he had his guys motivated and ready to play. You know, a lot of some guys might have just quit after the few games that State's played this year. It wasn't the case. I thought his team was motivated and ready to play. If you were listening, I was listening to the postgame show on the way in, and I think Matt Wyatt said State only had about 65 guys dressed out today. I mean, just a lot of injuries. To have that much adversity and play the way that they did, I can't be too mad. You know, I could nitpick some things. And, yeah, look, defensively, you give up 500 yards and 35 points. That's not good. Manning was 26 of 31 for 324 and two touchdowns. That's not getting it done. That's three straight weeks you've allowed a quarterback to complete over 80% of his passes. That's something you need to work on for sure. But by and large, for Mississippi State, I feel like I'm going to be nitpicking. You played the number one team in the nation on the road. Most teams would go to Texas and lose that game by that many points. You played basically as good as Michigan did when Michigan got them at home. So Hutzler called a decent scheme, but tackling is still putrid. The tackling is bad. It's just bad. I mean, you can't get around that. Sam Sherman bought into Lebby more today. Marketing bully. Lebby can't adjust. I agree with that. Yeah, I feel better about Jeff Lebby, head coach of Mississippi State football today, than I did yesterday. And I mean, this game changed some perceptions for me. I think this team can find a way to win some more games now. We'll see. Ian Van Devender, I'm sorry. Lebby playing the time of possession game shows me he knows what the hell he's doing. I agree. Is RD giving up the highest quarterback accuracy this year? It's got to be. Yeah, they got to be. Without looking. That's three straight QBs over 80%. Lots of people lost lots of money on that game. That is very true. I would be willing to bet in Vegas 80% of the money was on was on Texas to cover that game, but that's not going to be the case this week. That there's probably a couple other, there may have been a couple of other big favorites too, you know, that that didn't cover, you know, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. I'm sure there's somebody I'm not thinking of, somebody who's probably like a 17 and a half point favorite or something. We'll talk about that later though. It's something let's get with that later. All in all for Mississippi State though, a lot of, as many positives as you can take from a 22 point loss, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to sit here with you today and say, look, the season has not gone the way you wanted it to. And the season probably isn't going to go the way you want it to. The odds of you getting into the postseason are going to be tough. But, you know, so Sam Sharma here, is the ceiling now 3-9? I don't even know what the ceiling is, to be honest with you right this second. You know, I feel like the team I saw today could pick up a couple of wins we're not expecting them to win. There'll be upsets. There's no question about that. You know, State probably next week will be around, or 2 weeks from now when they play Georgia, likely to be another 30-point underdog in that one. But then when you play A&M at home, you might only be a 7 to 10-point underdog, maybe 14 at most. You can get that game. And then, you know, going forward, Arkansas, beatable. I mean, it's beatable. I'm not saying State's going to win. I don't want people looking at this going, he predicted. I'm not predicting State to win that, but I am just telling you that State can win that game. They can beat Texas A&M. They can beat Arkansas. They can beat UMass. The last three are going to be tough. Tennessee, Missouri, Ole Miss, but there you go. Wow, is Bama really up 2 touchdowns on Georgia right this second? What's the score of that game? Holy cow. Well, there you go. That's surprising to me. That is surprising to me. Matthew Anthony, good time for a bye week. Yeah, I think it is. State needs not only just from a reset and get away from it for a second. State's just got a lot of injuries, and they need some time to heal. So I agree with that. If we play this way, they could beat Arkansas, Missouri, UMass, and Ole Miss is a coin flip every year. Arkansas and UMass for sure. Missouri is a good team. I mean, if they play, they do get them at home, and if they play this way, they might have a shot. That would be a big win, though. Ole Miss, it is a coin flip. I mean, last year's team, as bad as it was within 10 points, was within 3 going into the fourth quarter, so we'll see. Texas and Toledo in the national title. Has Toledo lost yet? I don't think so. Really interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff around the country. Great day of college football, by the way. Good stuff. Preston Kennard wanted to say hey to fellow State fans and Brian going to a Saints-Broncos game. Need tips on where to go. Will be my first NFL game. I've only been to like 3 Saints games in my life. So if you're going to New Orleans, though, I got plenty of tips. Hit me up on Twitter, and I'll tweet you some suggestions. Or you can just go to my buddy Robert St. John's webpage. He's got a list there of New Orleans restaurants. If anybody wants to put a New Orleans tip for our friend Preston in the chat here, by all means, we will take any and all New Orleans tips today. Going to be tough with Ole Miss coming in undefeated. Yeah, you're right. The Rebels will likely. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Are you or Robbie ahead on prediction? Robbie is now. We are now tied. Robbie had Texas A&M today, and I had Arkansas. So we are back squaw after today's game. So Superior Restaurant. Is that the name of the restaurant, or are you just telling me it's good, Dale? I don't know the answer. I've never been there. Auburn Blue. Let's look around the SEC real quick. That's going to be brought to you by the good folks over at Lazy Guys. Again, my usual read is on a document that I do not have. But Lazy Guys, look, guys, if you don't want to get off the couch and you don't want to deal with the national guys, you want to keep it local, work with Lazy Guys. And of course, if you use their code MSUNIL, you can save a little money and they'll make a dollar donation to the Bulldog Initiative. Every dollar counts when it comes to the Bulldog Initiative. Lazy Guys will help you. So don't worry about DoorDash. Don't use Uber Eats. Lazy Guys is local, and they support the Bulldog Initiative. Work with them. LazyGuys.com, where you can download their free app. LazyGuys.com, another sponsor here on the postgame show. Let me get an SEC scoreboard up here if I can find one. Wow, 14-0 Alabama. That's crazy. That is a crazy one for me. I really thought Georgia would win that game pretty easily, but gosh dang it, is Alabama still going to be good? Is that what we're going to have to deal with here? Can they not just, you know, not be good for a little while? That would be awesome. Let's see here. Let me get the scoreboard up. Yes, week five. That's what we want. Full scoreboard. Thank you. ESPN's website, by the way, is a piece of crap. I just want to let you guys know that. If you weren't already aware, it is not a good website. All right, in the SEC today, as we mentioned, Alabama winning 14-0 over Georgia, 4:39 left in the first quarter there. LSU 14-0 up on South Alabama, still early in the first quarter there. And then the games that have finished today, as we all know, Kentucky goes into Oxford and gets a win 20-17. Rebels miss a 48-yard game-tying field goal with just a couple of seconds left on the clock. Jackson Dart, not a great day for him, 18 of 27, 261. One touchdown, which came late. Rebels just not able to run the football. You know, that's a team that really thrives on running the ball. But today, only 29 carries for 92 yards. Maybe if they had a good running back. What happened to that guy, Judkins? Did he graduate? I guess he graduated there. I don't know. Surely they wouldn't just let him walk out the door. Anyway, 20-17, Kentucky is the final there. Over on the plains of Alabama, Oklahoma was being dominated by Auburn. Until they weren't, and then they did it again. Another interception, a pick six, and Oklahoma gets their first SEC win today, 27-21 over the Auburn Tigers. Auburn now 2-3, 0-2 in the SEC. And then in Jerry World, Texas A&M does what they do basically every year, and that's beat Arkansas. 21-17 is the final score there. Good day for Talen Green, but not enough for the Hogs. They fall to 3-2, 1-1 in the SEC. Freeze beats Oklahoma. Yeah, he's right. If Freeze could play Oklahoma 9 more times, though, he would beat them. He would beat them. Rob Hadaway, how's Hare Jordan doing? I haven't listened to an episode of the Eagles of War in quite some time. I hope they're doing okay, though. I hope they're doing okay. Getting back to Mississippi State, bye week coming up. As I mentioned, I think it does come at a good time for the Bulldogs. I think, you know, just from an injury perspective, they really need this time off to get everybody healthy. You look ahead to the Georgia game, and not that it makes a huge difference, but Isaac Smith should be back in the lineup for you, and that'll certainly help a great deal. I think this bye week comes at a good time. Look, you're going to go to Superior Seafood and Oyster Bar. I've never been there, Dale, but I will go there the next time I'm in New Orleans. That sounds great. I love seafood. I love injuries. I love oysters. I read this next message here. Is anyone going to ask Kiffin about the fake injuries? Chris, I don't talk to Lane Kiffin. You're not in the right chat. I don't know. I can't help you, though. I will never in my life ask Lane Kiffin a question in all likelihood. So just kind of the way that it is. How were those steaks? Who had steaks? Somebody had steaks? I didn't have steaks. You two ads are killing my flow. Hey, we got to make that money, John. It's got to be that way. Guys, I think for Mississippi State today, we look, they're 1-4 on the season. The likelihood of them going to a bowl game is very low. It's just about what we see for the future. It's just about what we can, you know, Mississippi State can build on. I think Michael Van Buren is a player you can build around for Mississippi State. I think Johnny Daniels, I know he's a junior college player, but he is a player that Mississippi State can count on this season and next season. I think that if Mississippi State continues to, you know, do what they're doing offensively, the way they're running the football, they're going to be okay on that side of the ball. Defensively, look, I feel very confident in saying that there's going to be changes if there's not a massive turnaround in the second half of the season, which I don't predict there will be. So, you know, it's just about the little victories. It's just about what did you see today. And what we saw today, it was a team that played with its backs against the wall, played as hard as they could, did everything they possibly could, and they came up short because they're just not good enough against the number one team in the nation. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a huge issue with that. I can't be overly upset by it. So to that note, you know, you would go into the bye week and we'll see what happens on the once State gets past Georgia. I feel like that's when the real season kind of begins for State. The State had two seasons. They had the first 4 weeks. They didn't play well. They had this middle break where they played the number one team in the nation, and then the, like, Georgia will probably be fourth or fifth, depending on what happens tonight. And then they go back and they play some more games that they have a chance to win. And so we'll see how they do in the second season. We'll see how it goes. All right, guys. Next week on Thunder and Lightning, we got a lot of good stuff coming your way. Chris Jans is going to be on the podcast. Sam Purcell is going to be on the podcast. James Armstrong is going to be on the podcast. Our friend Alden Thornhill, who I believe is in the chat with us tonight, got a new great event coming to Starkville in November. He's going to tell us all about it on the podcast, plus some other fun stuff. 20-0 Alabama? Gosh, dog! That is really, really surprising. But should I be, I mean, Bama, somebody just put it, Bama should change their mascot to Thanos. Just, there it is. Donate another $8 million, Brian. I'll think about it. I'll, you know, if I can get Cross, you know, Cross keeps losing these bets to me. I'll have enough of his fortune to be able to do that. We'll see. Speaking of that, don't miss Monday Sports Talk Mississippi. Might be some laughs to be had there, guys. We'll see. Guys, appreciate you as always jumping in on the Thunder and Lightning postgame. Oh, let's do our Impact Player of the Game brought to you by Paul Davis. When disaster strikes, the Impact Player is Paul Davis. They can take care of you. Who took care of Mississippi State today? I'm going to go with Johnny Daniels. I like what Van Buren did, but Daniels, 15 carries for 75 yards. I thought he ran hard. That's RB1. That's the guy who should be getting the ball for Mississippi State. So he's our Impact Player of the Game from Paul Davis. Paul Davis, Paul Daniels. You know, we combine them. We combine them. Paul Davis, Emergency Services here on the Golden Triangle. Again, that number is 662-769-7285. Thanks for joining me here tonight on the post game. Thunder and Lightning tomorrow. We'll have that up with Robbie, and we'll have plenty of good stuff for you this week. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.